You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome to another edition of what? What is this? Your spiritual GPS to success. Yes, I am your host. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Oh, y'all so sweet. Happy New Year to you. Are you still excited? Are you still excited about the new year? Don't let it die out. Come on, continue your celebration. It's a great time. It is a time to be excited and to be happy. It really is. You know what? Because that's the vibration that you want to attract the good which you deserve. Attract it with that good vibration, all that energy that's in the air, all of that momentum that is circulating around you. It's really time to be excited and to be really, really happy. Come on. You can manifest your dream right now. You can manifest your goals right now. How can we do that, Dr. Mosley? Well, first of all, stay tuned. Yeah, you got to stay tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. No matter what happened last year, if you say you got off course a little bit, that's okay, because your spiritual GPS is going to reroute you right back to the path that you need to be on to reach your goal. It is possible. You just got to hang in there. Listen, thank you, those of you that are listening to me. And if you have not been a part of our live radio audience, what are you waiting on? You need to be a part of our live radio audience. I'm telling you, we have a great time, and I am excited. When I tell you I'm excited, I mean exactly what I'm saying. I am excited. So listen, all you got to do is text LOA to 40691, and it will give you some information as to how you too can be a part of our live radio audience. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit more about New Year resolutions. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about that, and maybe I can get a chance to talk with some people about, you know, even on the line. Hopefully I can pull in a few people that can help me discuss what type of New Year resolution are you proposing to have, are you choosing to have in your life, and what are some things that we can do to kind of reach those goals. Yeah, we want to really talk about it. Don't be afraid of a New Year resolution. I spoke to someone earlier that said, I don't know, I may not keep it. Yes, you will. You will. You will maintain that resolution. So don't you worry about it. You hang in there, okay? But listen, go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. There are some goodies right there. And also, let me know where you're tuning in from. Will you do that? Let me know where you're listening to me from. All you got to do is let me know what you need to do is you can text me at 916-467-4448, okay? 916-467-4448. Just say, hey, we over here in Hawaii. We're listening to you. Yeah, I want to know, okay? Listen, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this new year. New Year resolution. What are some great things that are ready to happen for you this year, okay? Don't you go anywhere. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm your intuitive life coach, letting you know you can make it. You really, really can make it. You can do great things in your life. You really can. Don't you know you are destined to do that? You are destined to do that. I just really believe that this is a great time of year for you. I believe that this is a great time of year. This is a time where everybody, you can just be successful and really achieve the goals that you have set forth in your life. I really do believe that. What is it that you desire to do? You know what? A lot of times I was telling someone, and I may have said this on the previous broadcast, not sure, but when you say the word resolution, you know, that word just don't really sing. It doesn't sit too well with some of us, but really a resolution is no more than a decision. You have made a decision. What is your decision today? What have you decided? Now, you make decisions based on your previous year. A lot of us, we say, you know what, I recognize some things that I did in 2016 that I want to do differently in this coming year. I want to do differently in this new year. There are some things that I want to do differently. And I believe that there's somebody right now, you're saying, hey, I want to do something a little bit different. And in order to do that, you had to go within. You had to check within. What are some of the things that I want to do differently that I look back in the year, the previous year, and said, you know what? I could have handled that differently. I could have handled that better. I could have handled that more professionally. Or I could have done a better job in communicating with my spouse about this particular issue. Something I could have done. And that's a good thing to have a self a moment of self-evaluation or self-reflection. What have you learned about yourself? What, and really take a moment to say, you know what, I got to reevaluate this thing. I really have to reevaluate this thing. What is it about myself that I need to reevaluate? I need to reevaluate some things about my life. I want to reevaluate some things about my life. What is it that I can do that makes my life a lot better? So that depends. We had what they call winter solstice. We talked about that, right? And that's when a time of year where the day seems to be shorter and the night seems longer. It's because that's a time that we can really evaluate ourselves. We can really evaluate ourselves more. We can really evaluate ourselves more and say, you know what? I choose for life to be better because I want to do some things differently. One thing I encourage someone to really do this year is to really make a choice. In fact, that goes into the New Year's resolution. I think I said this to you, that the first New Year resolution that you want to do is to really say, you know what, I resolve to make sure I celebrate myself. I resolve to make sure that I celebrate me. And that's one thing you really want to do right now. You want to make sure that you take time to really celebrate you. Know that you are a good person and you deserve a chance to celebrate you. To celebrate your life, to celebrate what you have accomplished, celebrate all the glorious things that you have made it through the year 2016. Don't you think you deserve a hand clap? Come on, Mr. Engineer, help me. They deserve a hand clap, don't they? Yeah, you deserve that. Come on. You deserve it. Come on, yay. Somebody just text me right now and say, I'm celebrating me. Can somebody just text me that right now? No matter when you're listening to this podcast, I want you to text that to me. 916-467-4448. Just tell me, I'm celebrating myself. I deserve to celebrate myself. That's the one thing you want to do. Even in your moment of self-reflection, realize, look back on all the good things that you've done. Look back on all the good things that you have done in your life. Look back at those things and say, you know what? I deserve to celebrate me. I haven't been all bad. You know, some of us, we realize, you know what? Maybe in the new year, I could have done some things better. I could have done some things, you know, a little bit different, but that's okay. I made it. And you deserve a chance to celebrate you. You are worth celebrating. And you know, honestly, as your coach, please hear me. I return the radio. Turn your headsets up now. I'm serious. You deserve to be celebrated right now. You made it. You know, you made it. It got tight sometimes, but you made it. You attracted success, and success is moving forward. Success is progress. Now, if you're becoming stagnant, you're not moving anywhere, you're not going anywhere, you're not really celebrating you. Because to celebrate you means you're moving forward. I made it this far. I can go a little bit further. That's right, Camille. I appreciate you, my dear. She's texting me. I'm celebrating myself. I definitely deserve. She writes that in my chat room. I definitely deserve to celebrate me. And you really do. You really do. I want to encourage everybody right now. I pray that you've had a chance to really go within and have a moment of self-reflection and to realize, you know what, I did do a great job. I made it. I made it through all of that turmoil, and now I can really celebrate me. You really do deserve it. And then, I don't want to go through all of these, but one thing I definitely want to reiterate is make a choice. That's your second resolution. I choose my experience. Now, somebody, hopefully you can choose to be happy. I pray that that's somebody's mindset right now. I choose to be happy. I choose. This is my resolve. I resolve to choose my experience. No matter what is happening around me, I choose my experience. And there are those of us, I remember, but let me finish this statement. There are those of us that may have different things that may happen around us, but you still have to make up in your mind, I still choose my experience. I can choose to be sad, I can choose to be angry, and then I can choose to be happy. Or I can even be angry, but I can choose how long I want to stay angry about this. Have you ever gone to bed about something that really upset you? And then, you know, you had maybe had a good dream, maybe had a bad dream, but you woke up and you were feeling good, then you thought of the situation again, and it made you angry again. But you made a choice to think about it, and the more you kept thinking about it, the angrier you became. It's time to make some choices in your life right now. And you got to choose, what are you going to do? I choose my experience. I choose to remain happy. I choose that this is how I'm going to feel. I heard one person make a statement that says, you got to teach your feelings how to feel. I choose to be happy about this. This year of 2017, I'm not going to allow others to dictate my feelings. I am going to choose my feelings. I'm going to choose my experience, right? Somebody making a choice right now. And I really believe that you are. And that's the one thing that I definitely celebrate yourself. And the second thing I want to encourage you is make a choice. Make a choice about what you desire to experience in your life. Make a choice about how you want to live. What goals you want to achieve. Sometimes we choose or make choices because of other people's opinions, other people's thoughts. Maybe we want them to like us, so I'm going to say this so they can really like me over here. What do you choose? What is it that Camille wants, right? What is it that Michael wants? What is it that Brent wants, right? What is it that everybody, what do you want to do this year? What goal do you want to achieve in your life? Have you thought about it? Honestly, make a choice. And then what if somebody said, well, I made this choice, but I'm finding out that I really don't like it. Well, make another choice. And make that choice that fits you. Well, Dr. Moser, hey, I made a choice to get married. I just can't just up and leave. You know, I got responsibilities. Yes, but you can choose to try to, what would help to make this work? I'm going to choose to make this work. I'm going to choose to progress in this relationship. I'm going to choose whatever state I'm in. I'm going to make the best of it. What can I do in taking this lemon, and how can I add sugar, or how much sugar do I need to add to make it sweet enough for me? You know, sometimes we're not adding enough sugar. We're not adding enough sugar. You got to, come on, you got to add a little bit more. And I know, well, I done did all of this. I'm tired. Oh, but come on, you can add a little more sugar. Can anybody add a little more sugar to a situation? Come on, just text it right now. Just go on and say, I'm adding more sugar. I know. I just got to add. I got to make, add more sugar to this pot. I got to add more sugar to this Kool-Aid. I got to add more sugar to this to make it sweet. And I believe it can be done. I really, because I'm choosing. Because if I choose a negative energy, all I'm going to get is more negative. But if I focus on sweetening this, then more sweetness is going to come in. You all know sweetness can be contagious. It really can. So I'm going to choose to add more sweetness to this situation. I just believe, number one, I know that the universe is working with me. I believe that, and that was also one of my New Year resolutions, is to trust the universe more. Really trust the universe more, that it really does have my best interest at heart. The universe, or God, or spirit, really does love me, cares about me, and doesn't want me to suffer and be miserable. No, I believe that the universe is really with me, and I believe that the universe is really making things better in my life. So what do you believe? What do you believe? Do you believe that life is getting better for you? Do you believe that life is getting, and that the universe really have great things in store for you? Then right now you need to add a little more sugar. Add a little more sugar. And it's not that you got to brown nose or what they say, you know, whatever that is, but just having more of a sweetness of energy about yourself. I'm going to think more about me. I'm going to think more about this person that keep giving me problems. I'm going to think sweeter thoughts about them because I'm going to attract the sweetness out of them. Yeah, it's going to come. You got to believe it right now. It is happening right now in my life. I am attracting sweeter things because I'm adding more sugar into my own life, into my own experience. I'm choosing the experience that I want to have this year. I'm making a conscious choice. I'm not going to get up about this on the wrong side of the bed. No, I'm going to get up on the right side of the bed and choose to make this a great experience for me. What are you choosing today? Are you choosing to start your business? Are you choosing to eat healthier? Are you choosing not to smoke? And some of you say, well, I have an addiction, Dr. Mosley. But first, the first step you got to do is make a choice to say, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I am, but you still smoking, but that's first make the choice in your mind. I am going to quit smoking. That's the first thing you need to do. Or I am going to diminish the fattening foods in my life. But I'm still eating fried chicken. I know, but at least let's make the choice first. Don't be afraid to make a choice. You got to decide. But you know, there are some people, they're afraid to make a decision. They really are. Listen, I'll be right back. But let's continue talking about making a choice. Make a choice, okay? Let's get ready to make a choice. If you're ready for greatness, if you're ready to make that choice, hey, it's time for me to talk with you. I believe I'm going to go to my studio audience in just a moment. Let me see if I can get them on the line. And you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Are you ready to make your choice? Come on, text it to me right now. Text it. 916-467-4448. Tell me, Dr. Mosley, I'm making a choice. And what is your choice? I'm making a choice to eat healthier. I'm making a choice to smile more. I'm making a choice to have more fun. What is your choice? Huh? I'll be right back. into your spiritual GPS to success. You know, really, no matter where you find yourself in life, you can get back on track. You really can. All you got to do is just hold on and really make a choice and say, I'm getting back on track. I'm getting back on where I want to be. I'm getting back to what will work best for me. That's what you got to do. Okay? Oh, you can do it. I believe you. I know you can. I just know you can. Make that choice right now and say, you know what? I'm doing this. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for me. And then afterwards, you can say, I'm doing it for my family. I'm doing it for friends. But right now, you got to really make that choice to do it for you. How about it? All right? Are you still ready? Listen, don't forget, I'm doing a 2017 prophetic forecast. I'm doing the 2017 prophetic forecast. It's a webinar that's going to be scheduled for next Tuesday. But at the time of this recording, it's scheduled for January the 10th. Okay, so if you want to be a part of that, you got to register. All you got to do is text FORECAST to 40691. Registration is only $20.17. That's it. But I'm doing a prophetic 2017 forecast, and you want to be a part of that. We're going to talk about 2017, what's it going to entail for you, some things you may want to look out for. It's going to be a great time. There are two sessions. It's going to be one in the day and one in the evening, so register for it, okay? You only need to attend one. You can, if you want, attend both. Hey, no problem, but you do have to pay a double registration, okay? But it's $20.17. I can't wait to talk to you. We're going to have a great time, everybody. All right, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. And you know what, Camille, she's letting me know right here. She's texting me right now. Said, I choose to see the light in every situation. I know the universe is looking out for me. And that's what you got to do. You have to choose. You know, I said this even in a church or religious setting that, you know, we have all the Bible and scriptures, and maybe you have the Quran and different books and readings and poems that motivate you. And I think that's absolutely great. But even through all of that, you have to choose to make that those statements applicable to your life. You have to make that choice. It says, you know what? We say a scripture in the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That's wonderful. But I have to really decide, make a conscious effort in my mind. You know what? I really can. I can do all things. You are the one that have to make that choice, ladies and gentlemen. We all have choices we have to make. And now is the time, in this beginning of this year, you can make that choice. I choose to have more fun. I really do. I choose. Is anybody really ready to have more fun in your life this year? I choose to have more fun. I choose to really be excited. I choose to laugh more. I choose to go out more. That's your choice. You can go out to the party, go out bowling. I choose to go ice skating more, you know, but make choices. And, you know, I want to encourage you to make choices that will cause you to smile more. Make the choice that will cause you to appreciate yourself more. Make choices that will cause you to lift your vibration. Because it's all based on you. When we are dealing with the law of attraction, whatever you're desiring, it's being attracted to your energy. It's being attracted to your vibration. So right now, I encourage you to make the choice that will cause you to feel good. Make that choice. Well, sometimes we say, well, it doesn't feel good right now, but many times afterwards, it feels even better. You can say, I'm proud of myself. I did that. See, that's the feeling that you want. Make that choice this year. And I really, and this is something I'm really driving on, make a choice to celebrate you. Take time every week. In fact, it would be even better if you was to do it every day. Take that time to celebrate you every day. Take 15 minutes, 20 minutes every day to celebrate you. You deserve that time to celebrate you. But make this choice. Make a choice to celebrate your spouse, your partner, your friend, your child, your job. Does that make sense to everybody? Take that time to celebrate. And you know, another thing that I want to congratulate you on and encourage you to do is to use the power. This is one of my resolutions, my personal resolutions. Use the power. I resolve, that's what you're supposed to say it, right? I resolve to use the power of my mind. I resolve to use the power of my mind. Every one of us have power. We have power. I really do believe that every one of us. I was in the kitchen one day and not too long ago, you know, it was the holiday season and I was in there cooking and I think I was making a cake. And this thought occurred to me. I really felt God in my spirit telling me that everybody is not using the wonderful gift that they have. And I asked, I said, what gift are you talking about? And he told me the gift to think. You have a gift to think. Use the power of your mind. That's great power. Nothing can manifest unless it starts within the power or the parameters of your mind. Everybody, I want to encourage you, use the power of your mind. That's what you want to do. And that's still making a choice. See, everything starts in the mind. Everything starts in the mind. The cell phone started in the mind. The computer started in the mind. That dress or that suit started in the mind. The design of those shoes that you're wearing started in the mind. The desk that I'm sitting at started in somebody's mind. So therefore, use the power of your mind. Use the power to think. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible says, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to the way you think, this is the world that you live in. And some people, isn't it amazing? Now, I'm just to maybe throw a curveball here. But there are some people, they can believe that the sky is, let's say purple. Well, do you know the more they think that, they will begin to attract to them evidence to prove that. Now that's a deep one there, right? But I've seen that happen. According to somebody's faith, according to how you believe, you will attract evidence. And oh, that's bull crap. I don't want to hear all that. The sky ain't no purple. The sky blue. Well, hey, there are some people that really will. They will attract evidence and do research. And it will happen according to the way they believe. You can believe that the sky is blue or the sky is red. And then they can go even deep to say, well, who said blue was blue? I call that color purple. And according to what I call it, it is purple. So what are you saying, Dr. Mosley? Because are you trying to twist our brains? No. But what I am trying to tell you is it is according to the way you believe. Don't worry about what other people may not believe. They say, oh, that ain't true. But it's based on you. Do you believe that you can be a success? Do you believe, can you think of yourself as a success? Can you think of yourself as a leader? Can you think, well, you, hey, I've been in jail, I got this on my rap sheet and all of that. That doesn't matter. Can you think of yourself as a success? What do you think about you? What is it that you think about you right now? What is it that do you think that you are a great person? I'm just curious. What is it that, now other people may have their opinions, but what do you say? Are you using the power of your mind? Some people say, oh, that'll never work. Well, what about your mind? They told a lot of people that. They told Henry Ford when he built the car, that ain't gonna last. You know, the Wright brothers, that ain't gonna last by no doggone plane. Even when television came out, oh, that television just a fad. That ain't gonna last. Almost, I remember when, I tell y'all this before, when it started getting bottled water, who gonna pay for some water? Water is free, right? But look at us today. I go to the grocery store at least once a week and buy bottles of water, right? Ladies and gentlemen, it's according to the way you think it can be so. It really can work according to the power of your mind. So, you know, I teach a seminar sometime, and even I do this in church. I preach a message, say, beware of the BS. You know, beware of the BS. Now, we know what BS mean in the hood vernacular. That means bull, you know. But another way of looking at BS is belief system. Beware of other people's belief system, because their belief system really just may be BS. It really does. You don't have to allow their belief system to take over what you are thinking about yourself. No. According to your belief. Listen, I'll be right back. I'm going to see if I can. I'm using a new system now, and so I want to see if I can connect with. I got so many callers on the line. I want to see if I can connect with some of them and see if we can bring them in, all right? So while I'm doing that, you think about that. What is your belief system about yourself? You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. And that ain't no BS. I'm telling you the truth. Spiritual GPS to success. Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice little groove right there. That's a nice little, I like that one. Hey, you just want to get somebody and dance with them, right? Go on and make a choice. You know, sometimes that's one of the hardest decisions when you was at the party. And like, who do I dance with first? who do I need to choose? Well, you better choose you better choose your wife or your girlfriend first. That's the first thing you better, don't come into the new year getting in trouble. All right, listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I believe I can go to the line right now, and I believe I have Sandra on the line. Now, Sandra, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Dr. Mosley. Hello.
Good. I got you. Good. I got you. Really good. Everybody, you don't know, but I'm using a new system, and I'm learning this new system right now, so I'm very excited. It's working out pretty good. We just had to figure it out, and Sandra, you helped me to figure it out real good. Thank you very much. Now, Sandra, where are you calling me from? You are where now?
Today, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
You're in Phoenix, Arizona, and you were telling me in the break that you're a singer, and I believe, isn't your husband like in the music as well? Like, y'all do opera, or what is it?
That's exactly right, Dr. Mosley. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I thought I remembered you, because, you know, I used to do opera myself. I really did, and I enjoyed it. Many people don't know this, but I majored in music teacher education, and so I really was going to be a music teacher. But, you know, we changed that. But, you know, but I'm glad. Happy New Year to you, Sandra.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Mosley, and a very happy New Year to you. What a thrill to be speaking with you tonight.
Oh, I'm honored. I really am. Now, Sandra, can you tell me something? Can you think of a choice or a decision or what some people may call a resolution, but can you think of a choice that you are going to make for yourself for this year, or even for right now, even just right now? What is a choice that you are choosing in your life right now?
I'm going to choose to let go of fear.
I love it. You're going to choose to let go of fear. Now, you know what? That's incredible with you, because by you having to be on some of these big stages and perform a lot, can I ask you a question? How do you overcome fear when you're on the stage?
Honestly, for me, I just have to focus on the love I have for the music that I'm performing, and that I really want people to enjoy the music and not be distracted by my fear. So I have to let it go, or else I'm ruining the very thing that I'm trying to accomplish.
Now, I love it. And you know what? And I really do. I love that, because in other words, what you had to say, I had to look beyond the fear. I had to look beyond the fear into the goal. The goal. This is the goal of getting this music across, getting the message across, getting the love, getting this energy across. And so right now, for somebody right now that has a fear of, I had a client that called me and said, well, if I quit smoking, my fear is I may start eating and I'm going to gain weight. And then I have this fear. So we have to look beyond that fear. What is the goal? I want to live a prosperous, healthy, or healthier life. So that is the goal. So I want to congratulate you. And then, Sandra, I want to encourage you, because there is a greater, the word momentum is coming to me. So you're going to pick up greater speed. I don't know if that's in your career, but yes, I'm getting a nod here. My spirit guides are telling me you're going to pick up, in fact, your family is going to have a greater momentum this year than you did in 2015. Now, it's skipping last year. It's going to 2015. And I'm saying 2015 was maybe a busy time, but it's going to get a little bit more productive, even for you financially. So this is going to be a year of greater opportunities for you financially. And so you want to really move past the fear, because there are so many greater opportunities that are waiting on you on the other side of fear. So congratulations, Sandra.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's so wonderful to know. I mean, I just wanted to say, if it's of any help to anyone, you know, I've had to acknowledge that I'm going to be afraid to do things. And it's not that I'm not going to feel fear, but it's that when I feel the fear, I'm just going to move beyond it and get so caught up in the action of what I need to do that it will stop me feeling paralyzed. Because that for me has always been the difficult part. If I stop and allow myself to sort of, I don't want to use the word wallow, but if I look at that and I say, okay, there's so much I got to do, I'm just going to go until I can't. And I find that there's always the strength. You know, you said such a powerful thing earlier, that scripture that said, I can do all things with him who strengthens me, I think you said. And it's like, if I just focus on what my goal is and I take one step at a time, without fail, I will turn around and realize that I went and did what I wanted to do when I really believed I couldn't do it. It felt impossible, but I did it. So.
Wow. And you know what? I'm going to go a step further to let you know that the universe, and I've been saying this because this is a message to me personally, the universe, God, people are depending on you. There are people that, even when I do this broadcast, I get a lot of, and I thank you very much, everyone. I get inboxes on Facebook. I get people that will contact me saying, thank you. I appreciate you. I thank you. But, you know, I look back and said, you know, at a time I was like, oh, I'm not going to do radio. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just out of it. But there are people that are depending on you that you don't even know. There's somebody in your audience that is going to come to hear you perform. You don't even know them, but I'm telling you this, you will change their lives forever. That's a great responsibility. Wow. I remember just going to a concert one time, and I went to a musical one time, and it just changed me. I want to do that. You know, I heard Les Brown speak one time, said, I want to do that. I heard Zig Ziglar, I can do that, you know. And so you don't know who is watching, listening, or paying attention to you that says, I want to do that. And you'll never meet them. I've never met Les Brown, never met these other wonderful people, but I have met some, but there are people that have inspired me that are now gone on, they've crossed over, but they changed my life forever. So Sandra, I want to congratulate you. You are destined for greater as you impact the lives of many. Happy New Year to you, Sandra, okay?
Happy New Year. And thank you, Dr. Mosley. I really, you impact my life, and I can only imagine the thousands that you do. So Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh,
Happy
I appreciate you so very much. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Moser. Don't you go anywhere. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, don't forget now, I'm continuing my coaching special for the new year. Three sessions. And listen, that package is really about a $1,200 package. But if you want these three sessions, you got to text the word coach to 40691 to get the special package rate of only $300 for all three. That's right. That's my gift to beginning of the year. It's a $300 three coaching sessions all together. And you can partake of that. All you got to do is text the word coach to 40691. We're going to coach you into greater success, get you on that momentum, that pathway to achieving what you desire. So now listen, I'm telling you, those are three sessions. You need to jump on that like yesterday. Text the word coach, C-O-A-C-H, to 40691. And you too can have those three coaching sessions for only $300. I promise you, it is the way to go. It is the way to jumpstart your career. Let me go back to the phone line. Let's see if I can. I think I had Nicholas. Nicholas, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, Nicholas. Here, yes. And you're calling me from Houston. What can I do for you, Nicholas?
Recently, I quit my job, and like now I'm kind of in a small hole. I don't know what direction I should go in. I just feel like the decision that I made was so quick that now I'm kind of keeping all the bad things from like kind of not thinking.
All right. I can understand that. So now, Nicholas, what I encourage you, and this is what I'm sensing for you to do, we got to focus now on the goal. Now, you've already quit your job. First thing I would really do, and this is okay, I would first go back to see if you can get the job again. Okay? Now, I really would. And the reason why... I want you to hear me really good. The reason why, because I don't know the reasons why you quit, but if you feel in the negative situations, it's probably time for you to go back because it lets you know that I have refought this thing and maybe I acted too hastily. I was wrong. And you believe it gives you greater respect to say, hey, I made a mistake. You know, and that's something we've talked about. I'm choosing my experience. I probably made a mistake. Some things I look back in my life and I kind of like, I didn't handle that right. So now I need to do something different. So I would do that. I would go back and say, hey, you know, I made a mistake. I was wrong. Can you really take me back? Number two, I would tell you, Nicholas, reevaluate your goals. What are your goals in life right now? What is it that you're choosing to accomplish this year? And that's something that I want you to keep into the forefront of your mind because that's why I'm working to achieve my goal. That's why I'm going back here to achieve my goal. Let the goal be your source of motivation. Let the goal be that diving board that make you dive into the pool. So I may not want to, but I'm going to be ready to do this because I got to achieve this goal. I got to achieve it. So that's what I would encourage you to do. Try those two things. And even if they don't take you back, go to the goal. What is my goal? That job is not the goal. That's a means of achieving the goal. Do you understand what I'm saying, Nicholas?
Exactly. Yes, I do. Definitely.
So let's try that, Nicholas, and let's see if that'll work, okay?
Okay, I will do that. I will do that.
Oh, bless your heart, Nicholas. I appreciate you right now, and I thank you so very much. Listen, everybody, I thank you. Y'all are just really inspiring me on today. Make a choice. What is it? What is your choice? What is it that you choose? And you know what? Some of us really can't even make a choice for the year. That's so long. Really, and that's okay. You don't have to make a choice for the year. Make a choice for the month of January. This is my month resolution. My new month, January. I resolve, or I decide to do better. I decide to, I'm not going to cuss so much. I ain't going to say I'm going to stop. I'm just not going to cuss so much. No, just teasing. But whatever you can do, I'm making a choice. Even for you, because some people say, well, you know, I'm not going to keep this goal. I'm not going to keep this resolution. Well, even if you do it for today, this is my resolution for today. When I wake up this morning, I'm going to go through this day smiling. I'm going to go through this day eating healthier. If I can just make it through this day of eating healthier, I can make it tomorrow. Or what? I'm not even worried about tomorrow. My goal is just to make it through this day. Do anybody have just a daily resolution? Just something to say, I'm going to do this right now for me. It can be so. Listen, don't go anywhere. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley.
From the great city of New York, and I enjoy, in fact, I love listening to Your Spiritual GPS to Success with Dr. Michael Mosley on the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And I am so grateful for Michael. You know, I'm always grateful for you. And those of you that contact me, I really, really do appreciate you. Thank you so very much. Let's see if I can go back to the phone line. I got someone on the line that's waiting for me. I think I'm going to go right here. Now, you keep unmuting your phone, and I'm muting it or whatever. Let's see. Let me see. Carla, are you there? Let's see. Carla, are you there? Give me your first name.
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Give me your first name.
Brian.
Brian. How you doing, Brian?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. How are you doing, Dr. Mosley?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How was your new year? How was your crossing over into the new year? I guess that's the best way to say that.
Oh, it was just enriching, and it was enriching with dinner with the family, big tradition, and not worrying about having to want to go out and do anything, just stay home and enjoy everything. It was very enriching.
Oh, awesome. I like that. I really like that, enriching. That was, you really made me think. I like that word, enriching. But I am so grateful for you, Brian, and I pray that greater things are happening for you. What are some of your choices that you have made for this new year, Brian?
That I'm going to actually go at my potential every day.
Wow.
And not, for a better term, half-ass it.
Wow. Okay. You're going to go for your, I like what you said. I'm going to go for my potential every day. I like that. I like that. And according to you, you're not going to half-ass it anymore. You just going to really go for it. I think that's good. What brought you to that conclusion, Brian?
Just ready to be more.
You are ready to be more. Now, Brian, I think, really, let me commend you on that, because you're saying, I'm ready to be more. After you have evaluated the previous year, you're ready to be more. You are ready to do more. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yes.
I congratulate you on that. I really can. So I like that you're saying, I'm just going after my potential every day. It's almost like whatever I've done today, I want to see, can I outdo that on tomorrow? And you're really pushing yourself. And I really do feel that for you, Brian. And Brian, I don't know why, but I want to encourage you to, it would be good. I don't know why, I feel like I'm out jogging, and I don't really do that, I should. But I feel like I'm out jogging. So maybe that may be something that you may desire to do, or that may be needed to do for you, is to get out there and jog a little bit more, or just spend some time in the air and allowing the air to fill your lungs, because it's going to serve as a source of motivation for you, okay? It's going to inspire you. And when we say inspire, that means you're going to be in spirit. And spirit represents that, or the air represents spirit. So when you're inspired, that means you are in spirit, which means you are in vibration. Ooh, that's deep there. I need to write that down. I need to write that down for me. So Brian, I encourage you to stay in spirit and stay inspired. You going to do it this year?
Oh, definitely.
Blessings to you. Hats off to you, Brian. I really do appreciate you so very much. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am so very, very grateful for you. I'm telling you, you all are just phenomenal. And really, I want you to take the time. Take the time to really remember, celebrate you. Celebrate you. Make a choice that I'm going to do this year. Even today, just say, today, I'm going to start celebrating me. Right now, this very moment, I'm going to celebrate me. Do something to celebrate you. Yeah, I'm going to have me a nice salad and celebrate me. But you do deserve it. You really do. Now listen, I want you to text the word COACH to 40691. Let's jumpstart this year off correctly. Let's get off and really get to moving into that direction. Get off of sitting down, being stagnant. Get off of that stump. And let's move towards the success, the progress, or as Brian said, your potential. Your potential is awaiting you right now. So listen, text COACH to 40691. You can have 3 coaching sessions for only $300. That's all you need right now. And let that get you up and going, okay? Don't forget now, the prophetic forecast for 2017, that's going to be on January the 10th. There are 2 sessions, and all you got to do is to register. You got to text the word FORECAST. Okay, FORECAST to 40691. Registration is $20.17. It's a webinar that we're doing in 2 sessions, one in the day and one in the afternoon. And I promise you, you are going to be inspired. I really do believe that. I really do. So listen, if you need further information, call my office at 916-467-4448. Come on, celebrate you. Have you made your choice to do that? Come on, what you waiting on? I'll be right back. He's playing that sax. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. And I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Mosley. But listen now, if you really want to achieve success, please take time to celebrate you. I've been telling people this since last year. Some things that we consider a luxury are really a necessity. They really are. So, and it's a way of celebrating you. Ladies, get your hair and your nails done. You deserve it. You deserve that little, whatever it costs, $100, $20, I don't know. I just give my wife money. Say, hey, you just go do what you need to do. And just come back looking fine like you always do. But really, you deserve it. You got to take time for yourself. And when you do that, you know what you're doing? You are teaching others and even training others how to respect and how to treat you. You really are. So some things in life, you know, you deserve that. That's a way of celebrating you. I'm choosing to celebrate myself. I am choosing to make a choice. Listen, let me see if I can go back to the phone line. I believe I have a call. Brent, I believe I have you on the phone line. Brent, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Mosley. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Happy New Year to you, Brent. How was your New Year's Eve?
Quiet and cold. And Happy New Year to you, sir.
Quiet and cold. Wow. Okay. But you know what? Thank you that you made it through it. I'm quite sure it was wonderful for, but you had a good time crossing over, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. I am so looking forward to this year. It's amazing. Actually, it was a little trepidation kind of, because I know with all the energy changing and the new year, I'm like, okay, how's this going to happen? Is this going to be hard or easy or what?
And you know what? It could be. And you know, that's a good point. I'm running out of time, but that's a good point to bring about, because sometime with the new year and all of the energy that's there, it's like, okay, now, am I really going to do this? It's like, wow, can I really make this happen this year? And yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you know, you deal with a lot of healing. And I really look at fear as almost like a sickness, because it can really stay there. And so therefore, we got to, maybe this is part of your journey this year, is to help us or help people become healed from fear. Become really healed from fear. And some people, they stay sick because they're afraid of getting well, because of the responsibility that is placed on them. If some people do better in life, greater responsibility is placed on them. So we still have to make a conscious choice, Brent, to say, hey, I choose not to be afraid. I choose to live. I choose to let go. I choose to be productive. And I believe you've made that choice this year. Please say I'm correct, Brent. Please say I'm correct.
You're always correct, Dr. Mosley.
See, I like you. I'm going to have to start adding you to payroll. I'm going to have to start adding Brent, I appreciate you so very much. Continue to doing the great work. And I know not only are you going to continue it this year, you're going to broaden it. And there are so many greater opportunities that are coming for you. This, well, really, they're not coming for you. They really are presently, is what I'm hearing from the Spirit. They're presently upon you. Just partake of them without any fear, because there's so much that you are going to do that is going to affect mankind at large this year of 2017. So Happy New Year, Brent, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Mosley. Be well.
Oh, listen, everybody, I thank you so very much. You all have made my day today. You really have. And I'm just so very grateful. Thank you for all of the support. Thank you for all of the love that you all have extended to me. Like I said, I was using a new system on today, and you all made it so much easier for me. Because some of them, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, what did you do here? What's this button for? And you all just helped me out so much. Y'all are good. Y'all are really good. I love you. But listen, do you remember what I told you to do today? Celebrate yourself. Make a choice to choose your experience. And then I want you to use the power of your mind. Use the power of your mind. Use your ability or your gift from the universe to think. Everything that is around you started in somebody's mind. What is in your mind that's waiting to come out to affect the lives of millions? Even if it affects the life of one person in a positive direction, it was worth it. What's in your mind this year? Use the power of your mind. Don't forget, go to the website, or better yet, text me. Those of you that you want to get those coaching sessions, I'm telling you, you really want to get those coaching sessions. I may not ever offer that low again. Somebody told me, you shouldn't do it that low, but I really felt like doing it. So I'm being obedient to spirit, my spirit guide, okay? So text the word coach to 40691, okay? I love you dearly. Come on, go ahead on, text coach to 40691, or call my office, 916-467-4448. Go ahead on and make your New Year resolutions, even your monthly resolutions or your daily resolutions, for there is great success that is meant for you right now. Stay on your spiritual path, your spiritual GPS to success. As long as you let me, I'll continue to be your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Blessings to you, everybody. Take good care.